Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. This is Ash Alley coming to you for the Daily Aspire Call. Get this. Oh, yeah, you're going to like this. Put your pens to the paper. 7 Mental Laws of Success. Very powerful stuff. So once you know what these mental laws are, you're going to be able to implement them and gain the fruits of it. So I want you to take hold of this. Now, fully 80% of everything you accomplish will be mental. Did you know that's attitude? 20% is skill. That's why we spend so much time on this. Even though it's a very short call, this is going to give you the power you need to be successful online, offline, whatever you're doing. 80% of that. For more than 5,000 years, different mental laws and principles have been discovered and taught right up to the present day. Here are some of the most important ones. Number one, the law of control. You feel positive about yourself to the degree that you feel in control of your life. In what areas, I want you to write this down, in what areas do you feel the most control in? So take 2 or 3 minutes and write this down. So come back to this recording again and listen to it again, okay? So I want you to write down, in what areas do you feel the most control in your life? Is it personal? Is it relationship? Is it in finances? Whatever they are, just 2 or 3 areas, okay? This law says that your experience is the greatest happiness or unhappiness and stress-related that you feel. Okay, in what areas do you feel controlled by others as well? So make sure you write down 2 or 3 key areas. Now, the second thing is the law of cause and effect. There is a cause of every effect. Everything happens for a reason. If there's something in your life you want, you must do what you have to do, what successful people do to get it, right? They do the actions. What 3 things could you do immediately to help you achieve one of your goals? So write down one of the 3 things, or even 2 things you can find that you can do to help you achieve one of your goals, whatever they are. All right, if there is something in your life that you don't want, what are its causes? And what could be done to remove those causes? So whatever it is, maybe it's a bad habit of overeating, for example. So how do you change that? You visualize what it would be like when you're thin. So you don't want to be overweight that way. So that's an example. The law of belief is another one. Whatever you believe with feeling or conviction, this is powerful, becomes your reality. Whether you believe it is true or false, what beliefs do to hold you deeply about your life? What do you want to believe in? You're being a millionaire? Are you making enough money to retire? Whatever your belief is, I want you to believe it with conviction and visualize it first. What's going to happen is your mind's going to start thinking about ways to obtain it. The more you think about what you want, the closer you get to it. There's a saying that you don't attract what you want, you attract what you are. So the more you're thinking about the person you want to be, here's another analogy I'm going to use on you. It says, here's a question. What would you rather do? Win $1 million in a lottery or make $1 million? Now, some people say, well, I'd rather just win it and sit back and enjoy it, you know, and underneath the palm tree and the beaches of the world. The fact of the matter is that did you know that fully 80% of the people that win the lottery, their mindset is like as if they were just making the average income they were making before they won it. So the money doesn't stick around with them. And usually they end up losing all that money. You probably heard of this. So the fact of the matter is they don't believe they deserve it yet. So I want you to believe you deserve the income that you're going to make. And the more you believe in that, guess what happens? You will start bringing actions that will bring the money into your life. This is a key law of success. What are some of the self-limiting beliefs that are holding you back? Some people think that, oh, you know, too much money is no good because money is the root of all evil. Well, there's a saying. But the thing is this, money is not the problem. It's how you use it. It's like a gun. The gun could be used to your self-defense or it could be used to attack somebody, right? It's how you use it. So you could use the money to buy a gun or you could use the money to buy a church, right? Same money, but it depends on how you use it. So money is a good thing if you use it right. It's a bad thing if you don't. That's what we're trying to say. So the belief is that you can get what you want. You have to become that person first, not to just go out and look for a lottery ticket so that you can win it. The law of expectations. This is very important. Whatever you expect with confidence becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. What do you do confidently? Now, here's the question. I want you to write down three things here. What do you confidently expect is going to happen to you and for you in the next week or so? So if you expect to make money in this business, I'm pretty sure you will. If you expect that you're not sure, you're kind of overly cautious, it's going to be a little more difficult. And if you're negative, obviously you're not going to, it's going to be very difficult to make money. So you want to expect the best. The law of attraction, this is the fifth one here. You are the living magnet and invariably attract into your life the people, the ideas, and the situations that are in harmony with your dominant thoughts and emotions. Dominant thoughts and emotions. So the more you read good information, the more you listen to good audios, the more you watch good DVDs, if you have some of those, or good stuff on YouTube, guess what happens? Your mind gets bombarded with positive information. And what happens is that things come out in your life and you actually be at the right place at the right time. You ever heard of that? So here's what I want you to write down. What people and situations have you attracted in your life with your current thinking? Think about it, where you are right now in the past year or so, before you even looked into personal development. You attracted those things because of how you thought. So if you think in a different manner, if you think in a way of a higher altitude, a level where most people are tough to, you know, think about because they never get there. They always are thinking mediocre. They want to, you have to think of opulence. So how do you feel when you get that kind of income coming in? What the law of concentration is the next one. Whatever you concentrate on, it grows and increases in your life. What do you think about the most of the time? Here's an example I'm going to give you. Take a can. Let's say, you know, let's say a perishable or non-perishable can, and try to open it. Okay, and most of you are strong enough that can open it. But I want you to do is that on the other side, once you open one side, is to close your eyes, visualize that you can open that can, and your arm is 10 times more stronger than what it was just now before. So first do it just normally without even thinking about anything. Just go and do it. And now visualize in your mind that your arm is 10 times stronger. You got the arms and biceps of Arnold Schwarzenegger, let's say, and your forearms are very powerful. And you now try to do it. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to find it easier to open the can because your brain is connected to the muscles, of course. And when you give signals to the muscles that you can do certain things, your muscles react in a certain way. Said just much like inside your brain, you have creative muscles. When you think that you can do something, you give those commands to the brain and it starts to furnish those requests. So put your goals down. How much money you want to make this week? What's it going to take? How many ads you're going to have to put out? How many clicks will have to happen? You have to know your conversion. That's something you're going to see on step 5 and 6. So it's a simple arithmetic. Math, money is math, as the saying goes. So if you know the math, you can make the money. You just got to follow the directions. It's a recipe. And sometimes even the recipe flops because it takes time to develop that knack. So even if I can teach you how to hit the baseball, give you all the techniques, it doesn't mean that next week you're going to go play in the major leagues. Obviously, it's going to take a little time. That's good, because if everybody was able to do that, we wouldn't have all these courses and everything. Everybody would be millionaires all over this planet. But it's good we have that. This filters out the people that don't want to go the extra mile or don't want to put in the extra effort. So it's very important to be in this leadership position, understanding that you will slip. That's okay. But knowing you can get up more than you fall down, that's the secret of success. So with that said, the short call today, I want you to go out there with a power punch, focus on these laws of success, and let's make it happen. Talk to you again.